Next up, we have Minnesota Duluth head coach Maura Kroll. We'll open it up for you to give a brief overview of your team.
Great. What a difference a year makes. Feels great. Everybody's really excited. I think, we think of it as a season having started basically with our last game last year. So our kids have been working their butts off, getting themselves in shape, getting stronger, and getting prepared for what everybody knows is a long and grueling WCHA schedule. So we're very impressed with the way the returners came back. We have a fantastic group of upperclassmen, especially a senior class highlighted by Ashley Brickelick, our two-time captain, Sid Morin, two-time assistant captain, Laura Stalder, Demi Crossman, and Katie McGovern. So those five are our leaders, and I feel very fortunate to have them because they're great role models for the rest of the team and understand what it takes to be successful at this level. We've welcomed five new freshmen that we're also excited about, two who played on their respective countries' U18 teams, Jalen Elms for the U18 Canadians, defenseman out of Brandon, Manitoba, and Sid Brott, forward for the U.S. gold medal winning U18s from Mounds View. So excited about those guys. They're obviously working hard, eager to learn, willing to do what we're asking, and getting acquainted with everything to do with, a new experience as a college, academically, athletically, and socially. So it's an exciting time for all programs around the country, and we're just excited to get the season underway.
Coach, Kelly Schultz, Beaver Radio Network, you lost two goalies to graduation. What are you looking for between the pipes this year?
We returned Maddie Rooney, and it's her net. We're excited about her. She played a ton of minutes for us last year, got great in-game experience, and has come back, as I mentioned, in better shape, more confident, and is focused. And I think knowing that it is her net and not having to worry about who's over her shoulder necessarily is going to help her ease into things. And from what we've seen, she's ready to go. So we're really excited about Maddie, and we have her for the next 3 years, which is fantastic. And we brought in Katherine Johnson. She's a freshman goaltender out of St. Paul United. We're also excited to have her here, and she'll push Maddie for that spot. So we feel good about our goaltending position.
All right, it's Matt in Duluth. How's Katka looking, and where do you see her kind of fitting in this year after missing all last year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a big piece of the puzzle that we're thrilled to have back. She's looking great. I spent the summer getting strong and preparing herself for the season, and she's ready to go. So we're looking forward to having her back. I know a lot of you have seen her play, and we actually haven't. So from what we've seen at the limited ice sessions, she's going to make an immediate impact on our team. And so where she will play, that'll be determined by, how well she executes what we're trying to do out there, because keep in mind, she was out all of last year, so all of our systems and philosophies and things like that, she's almost like a freshman in that sense. So she's playing catch up there, but her skills are pretty superior, so we feel really good about how quickly she will adjust.
Physically, she's ready to go for you guys when you start against the Whitecaps or against Boston College?
Yes.
Maura, it's Matt again. Recruiting-wise, compared to last year at this time, how would you evaluate things and where the program's at with bringing in kids for the future?
Much improved. Like I said, the year being here, now over a year, has helped us establish ourselves as coaches in this league, and we've been recruiting relentlessly for the past, what's going on a year and a half here. And as you've seen the commitments roll in, you can see that it's paying dividends. We're bringing in a lot of great local talent, but our sites are also north of the border and in Europe still. So we're very excited about the kids that have decided to become Bulldogs down the line. And I think, you know, what we're shooting for is to bring this program back to national prominence. And in order to do that, it's all about your recruiting. So we feel like we're lining things up well to put UMD back on that national map.
Do you feel you've kind of caught up with, you know, after getting the late start basically to last season, do you feel you've kind of caught up with the rest of the coaches in the league? I think it was North Dakota's Brian Adolfi who had mentioned that maybe it can take a few years before you can start building a recruiting class that maybe you're targeting as such.
Yeah, I think we worked double time in order to do that because we were so far behind when we got here. So I feel like we're right where we want to be, and we're having great conversations and great meetings with even more players, and we're very excited and feel like we're in a great spot to, again, get the program back to where everybody around here wants it to be and where we want it to be.
Maura, this is Brad from the Herald in Grand Forks. What things do you want to see from Shelby Brossard and Lynn Aistrup this year?
The North Dakotans. You know, we want them to continue to improve and become consistent contributors to the lineup. Both of them are fantastic kids, and they're willing to put the work in and do what's asked of them. So that right there is a good start. Lynn's obviously a junior now. Shelby a sophomore. So they're familiar with the program and the systems and all of the things that we tried to implement last year. So I think that helps, just getting 1 year under your belt with a new coaching style. So I expect them to be contributing members of the team.
Maura, it's Matt again. As a coach, what's your philosophy when it comes to social media? And with the new NCAA rule changes that took effect August 1st, with sharing and retweeting and liking and such, do you plan on taking advantage of those changes or anything like that?
Firstly, social media, I think, is critical to any program's success. We feel like we're building a brand here, not only as a women's hockey team, but also UMD Athletics as a whole. And if you're not active on Twitter or Instagram or even Facebook still, I think you're missing some key opportunities to connect with the younger generations, because that's where they're spending too much of their time right now. So I think it's critical. I enjoy it. I think it's a nice way for them to learn about us, not only as individuals, as coaches, but also as a program. So I think our Twitter account is very active and interactive. I think we do fun things on our site that is maybe unique to UMD, and I like that part of it. I think it sets us apart. And so I think it's critical. With the new rules, I think it's a great opportunity to further connect with recruits and interested kids out there. And like I said, if you're not doing it, I think it's a missed opportunity. So we are very active on social media.
Maura, Brad again from the Herald. What are your thoughts on 3-on-3 overtimes?
Yeah, I actually like it. I think it's fun. I think it's a great opportunity to play a different style of hockey. I like it more than a shootout. I think it's closer to real hockey than a shootout is. And I think, you know, watching NHL overtimes, it's exciting. The fans love it. I think players love it. And I think ultimately the better team wins. Whereas in a shootout, I don't know that that's necessarily the case. So I'm a fan of 3v3. I think it's fun, and I think the WCHA is the premier league in women's hockey, and we should be on the cutting edge of situations like that.
Anything else for Maura? All right, Coach, thank you very much for your time today. Best of luck this year.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody.